Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, The Twofold Rest of God. And we've been looking at a passage of Scripture found in the Gospel of Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. These are the words of Jesus, and He gives a beautiful invitation that is so appropriate and so applicable for the lives in which we, the fast-paced lives in which we are now living. Everyone seems to be so busy. And let's hear what Jesus is saying to us through the pages of the Word of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We've been talking about the twofold rest of God, and that first rest is the rest that is given. Jesus said, if you come unto me, I will give you. It is something that is given by the Lord, and this refers to the deep peace, the rest that we can experience in our inner man, in the spirit man, in our heart, where we know we have passed from death to life, that we are the children of God, that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that as we follow on to know the Lord, we will become strong, we will mature, and we will understand not only the benefits of salvation, but to be able to do those good works that He has reserved and laid up for us from the foundation of the earth. He had your life all planned out before you ever were. And that's the marvelous thing. Those that know Jesus, our steps are ordered of the Lord. Our times are in His hands. And so, beloved, what a wonderful assurance. Because, you know, I'm thinking right now, touched by those words of Jesus, who was Almighty God in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There was nothing created that was not made by Him. And, beloved, He says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. In other words, it was that attitude of submission to the Father. He was expressing in human terms and in human words and in His humanity His relationship with His Father, which is the same relationship that we are invited to enjoy. If we look at the life of Jesus, as we follow His example, He is meek and lowly of heart. He was obedient even unto death. And remember the Lord, the few times His voice was heard from heaven. Remember when He was baptized, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Beloved, we want to be well pleasing to our Father. And so when we receive that rest that is given, we become saved. That's the born-again experience, and it's a glorious experience. And we enjoy a wonderful rest in our inner man, in our spirit, that no one can take from us. No one, remember Jesus said, no one can pluck them out of the Father's hand. But today we want to start talking about the rest that is found. Because there's still a battleground in the soul of man, in the mind. And that's an area of our soul. And it's in this area, as children of God, that we can be faced with a variety of enemies, all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of emotions, such as confusion and doubt and fear, insecurities, resistance to the pursuit of spiritual things, and this is just to name a few. I don't think I need to describe those negative things. I think we're all well acquainted with them at various times and seasons in our lives. But as we turn to the Lord for help in our time of desperation, He comes to our rescue with His Word. The Lord reveals that the rest we experienced when we were born again was a rest for our spirit, and it was a rest that was given. But now we find ourselves in a need of another kind of rest. We must experience rest for our souls, rest for our mind. So many minds are troubled. Remember, He spoke to Martha. Remember the story of Martha and Mary, the two sisters? She said, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But Mary has chosen the better part." She was sitting and learning at Jesus' feet. Now, does that mean that the Lord was condemning Martha? No, of course not. They wouldn't have eaten if Martha hadn't been busy about the things that she was doing. But He was speaking of a matter of priorities, where her first intent, while she wanted to serve and please, yet the most important thing was to hear the message, the words that were coming from the very lips of Jesus. Obviously, she wasn't able to do that. She came to the Lord and said, "Lord, don't you care that Mary's sitting there and she's left me to do all this work by myself?" And He just says, "Martha, and it was a loving response. He said, "You're troubled by many things, but Mary has chosen the better part." He was speaking to His disciples of all time that nothing can take the place of our fellowship and communion with the Lord. And so Jesus wants us to experience His rest, which is a rest for our soul, and that this rest is not a rest that is given. It is a rest that is found. Praise God. What does Matthew 11:29 say? "Learn of me, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, and you shall find rest for your souls." And then He describes it, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Praise God. And so when we answer the call of Christ to come, He imparted to us a rest that was a beautiful gift. And then, of course, knowing that we would soon confront the tyranny of the world, the flesh, and the devil, the unrenewed carnal mind, He says there is yet another kind of rest. This is the second rest that has two features. One, it is a rest that is found, and it is a rest for the soul or the mind. And hundreds, thousands, how many thousands of Christians have lived in such turmoil of the mind? But in Christ, if we can hear His tender words, His tender instructions to us in this passage of Scripture, we learn how we can be spared the turmoil of the mind that can render us ineffective for Christ in the world. Beloved, I know you've experienced, we've all been in places we have been in such turmoil, in such despair or discouragement or downheartedness that it was consuming. We were, because that's the nature of pain, beloved. It screams for our attention. And of course, in the natural, if our physical body's in pain, that's an important healthy response that God has given to our bodies so that we can attend to whatever that need may be. And so that's a natural defense, if you will, to preserve health and life. But in terms of our emotional well-being, we have to attend to that. Some of you listening, you have been so distraught, you can't even concentrate. And, you know, I can relate. I can understand what that feels like. But I want to stop right now. Let's pray. Father, you see those that are so distraught, and Lord, it's been hard to concentrate. They seem to start one thing and then they go to another and they haven't finished the first thing. And Father, it's a state of such turmoil, such a state of unrest. And Father, right now, I pray as we go into the Scriptures, Father, you're by the Spirit of Revelation, you will open unto those who are so distraught right now, who are stressed, who are concerned about the the limitations or the restrictions or the deadlines that are being placed upon them. Lord, much of it has to do with the time factor. And so, Father, and Lord, it gets really unnerving when time is passing and there's not an answer and they don't know the answer, the resolution. But Father, right now, I take authority over that stress. I take authority over that anxiety in the name of Jesus. And Satan, I take authority of you and command you to, you and your host, to leave the beloved of God. And Father, I release the peace of the Holy Spirit right now, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that doesn't make sense in the situation they're in. But Lord, it makes sense spiritually because they are trusting you. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, you made a way in the wilderness for the children of Israel. And Lord, they, regardless of the battles they faced, Lord, you were with them to deliver them. And the same is true today, especially through the love and the shed blood of Jesus. You love us, Lord, and you are going to make a way. So I lift the, I release the answer, the resolution to whatever the situation needs in the name of Jesus. And I bind the work of the enemy through others right now. And Father, I pray that you will give them the wisdom to speak the words you would have them speak or hold their peace, whatever you would speak to their heart. And Father, I thank you and praise you for victory in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I just feel the presence of the Lord just now. Just let's thank him. Father, right now, I thank you for your peace. I thank you, Lord, for just lifting. Lord, there's some that are just shedding tears. Lord, it's been so hard for them. But I thank you, God. You're going to make a way in the wilderness. You're going to cause light to shine in the darkness. Lord, it says in Micah, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Be that light to their path, Lord. Show them the way in which they should walk. And we give you all praise and all honor and all glory for it. In the precious, mighty name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. And if you do have specific needs, if there's, you know, Jesus wants us to be specific. And so, I mean, I can pray, God bless you. I can pray in the Spirit. But there's an importance and a dynamic in spiritual prayer regarding agreement. If two of you shall agree as touching anything. So I invite you to write the announcement. We'll give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.